Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy? What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low. I've been new, I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up cool with my hustle. Staying down, got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to say that where I'm going, country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I'm flipping for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealous in every, got them boy hating on the low. But I been new that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
What's happening, world? Welcome to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and my awesome co-host, Mo Ben. What it do, buddy?
What's up? What's up, people? You know, shout out to everybody out there listening, ready to just get into another just marvelous show, and we're going to bring it to you.
Man, we had a big show last week, man. Thank you to everybody that listened
in.
We had a big show with callers. We had a big show with listeners. The numbers was looking awesome last week. Thank you. Salute to everybody that tuned in and listened to the show. And if you can't tune in when we on air, then thank you for coming back listening to the show. We really, really appreciate it. I am a little bit under the weather, but we're going to take this
shit
like
no.
A very active week, you know, and sometimes you just got to push that, you know, push whatever trying to bring you down to the side and just go hard, you know. And that's been my type of week that I've been having. Like, it's big.
I've been playing
so I told
defense
you guys,
with these germs.
Yeah, but, and, you know, I started my no-meat journey. I told you that.
Oh, nice.
And I was working on that, and it's been successful. You know, I'm still at
nice.
It. And
I'm a savage.
You know, it's basically just, you know, if you discipline yourself, and if you like me, I cook a lot. I don't eat out a lot. And you know, yeah. Even when you eat out, like, they have to preserve that food. So they put all types of stuff in it to preserve the food so it don't go bad, to keep the cost low. So even if it's a salad, you know, or whatever, whatnot, I just, you know, I like to cook and prepare things. So if you train your mind to put healthy stuff in your house, then you'll eat healthy. You know, my four-year-old, he probably eats, like, he wants something, like, every hour, you know, out of the kitchen. So me knowing that, guess what? I put all fruits and, you know, he loves his fruits and stuff like that. Now, he got some BS in there. He got, like, some chips in there, whatever. But, you know, I want him to still be a kid. But, you know, 90% of everything that he eats in there is healthy. And he already, like, he's not a big meat eater anyway. So it kind of, like, really worked out in my favor to just transition now. Before the little ones start eating, so I can, you know, make sure he don't eat meat. So I don't know how long I'm going to go. I take it one day at a time, and so far so good. So the hard part don't kick in to the third or fourth week. That's when your mind start really saying, I want meat, I want meat, you know.
I want that burger.
Right. And if you fight past that little hard part mentally and it's on you every day, you'll be good. So I'm looking forward to that. Also, I was telling you guys that I've been working on something for months. And I finally launched it. So I was working on my kids' store that has kid clothes and, like, you know, accessories and, like, you know, essentials, you know, organic drops and things like that. And I've been working on this since, like, the middle of the year. When I closed sales and deals 404, it wasn't because it wasn't working. I closed it because I had to learn some more things about what I was doing. And I didn't want to keep, you know, keep going and spending money. And I didn't have it, you know, fully, you know, understand what I was doing. So I'm very thankful to have launched this. It's been 6 months in the waiting. And it's right now it's doing so good. It's getting a lot of views. And, you know, I'm just, you know, being patient because faith without work is dead. And, you know, I walk by faith and not by sight. So I'm just, you know, first day was amazing on the site. And, you know, I'm just trying to, you know, find my niche to drive it, to, you know, make it be a success like I know it can be. So this is actually one of my dreams that came true. I wanted to, you know, do this store situation, and I did it. So that was my big news. And you can find the store at SB. S is in Sam, B is in boy, A is in apple, N is in Nancy, D is in David, D is in David, K is in kite, I is in India, D is in David, S is in Sam.com. SBND kids.com. Yep, SBND. So, That's up and running. You know, make sure you get something. The prices are very reasonable. I think, you know, everybody that have purchased from the site, you know, and do see it, say, you know, it's reasonable. So thank you for everybody that's dealing with me on that. And I really appreciate the love in reference to the website. That was something really, really huge for me, you know?
Yeah, no, that's what's up. Definitely.
Other than getting sick, it was a decent week, man. I had family in town. I had friends in town. And we had a nice little quiet gathering on my launch day, you know. We did red snapper and, you know, some nice veggies and stuff.
Fish.
And had drinks flowing like crazy. I was like, okay, can y'all please just not give me any more alcohol. And it started with one, and it ended up being a couple people, you know, that I've been knowing for 18 years plus, and it was amazing. But listen, let me tell you something, and we're going to get into how your week was. But, you know, the one thing that we talked about, right,
and
they continue to tell me, you know, I'm so proud of you and how far that you have came. And I want to share this with you guys because it hit home so bad, and I never looked at it like this. You know what I'm saying? And hence we having this conversation about, you know, women, you know, that date men that don't take care of their kids and so on and so forth. But it hit me so hard and I didn't understand. So these people genuinely know me. That's around me. If you know, if I have you at my house, you're somebody that I genuinely trust. You know what I'm saying? And that's just hands down, okay? And I'm an individual where I came from the streets. You know what I'm saying? Like, I literally came from the streets. But everything that I did when I was in the streets, I always did it right. You know, even in, you know, in somebody else's eyes, it may be seem wrong. I never ever robbed anybody. I never set nobody up, and I always did good by anybody that worked with me or for me. You know what I'm saying? And for these people to be around me, because if you knew who I was before I left here, I had outgrown Orlando. You know, the things that they are doing now, I already did. You know, my name, you know, was ringing. You know, it was ringing a little too much, you know, good and bad. And it brought unwanted attention from you know, people with badges that I didn't need. So, but if you knew me before I left here, you know, I was doing club promotions. You know, this was 12, 13 years ago. You know, I always had a birthday bash. I always had the chicks around me. Like these things that people are doing, I already did, right? And that was my way of life. That's how I ate. I didn't work for nobody. And so when I decided to change, you know, my path and my direction on life, I made this choice in 2000, at the end of 2013. And I was still in school getting some education for something that I wanted to do. And so I honestly got my first job in 2015, right? Not my very first job of my life, but my first job in 2015 since like 2007 or something like that. You know, from then till 2015, I worked for myself. I made my own money. I did my own thing. And this was a part of me going down a new path in 2015. And so sometimes I sit back now and I'm like, man, you know, I can't wait for this to happen. And, you know, I want this and I want that. And I follow a lot of inspirational business women, you know what I'm saying, that look like me. Yeah. And I follow their journey. And the one thing they keep saying and the one thing that stands out is that you have to be patient. When it's your time, it's your time. And so my family reminded me, like, look, you've been at this for 3 years, going on 4 years. Look how much you have accomplished in 3 to 4 years, things that people take a lifetime to accomplish. You wrote 4 books. Yeah. You got a podcast that's being listened to worldwide. You just dropped a store. You had another store before this. So, like, look at all of the things that you're doing.
That's good.
So,
yeah,
trust
that's
and believe.
Excellent.
I'm not here to bash anybody tonight, but I do want to give people my perspective on this whole, you know, mother and father situation. Because sometimes, you know, people look at you and feel like you're strong, you got it because you can do it. And maybe that person is strong, but they stay strong because they have to be strong. Because they know how to be strong. But that don't mean that you can be absent, you know what I'm saying, to the party and then want to show up. Because that's why I'm the way that I am. So I'm really appreciative because in less than 4 years, I have accomplished so much in doing things the right way. And I feel like this is just the God telling me, like, you know, when you walk the right path, when your heart is pure, you know, you will be rewarded. And I'm just like, sure. I'm stoked. And I was like crying and I'm like, dude, yeah, you know what? I have accomplished a lot in 3 years, and it feels good. You know, it feels good to do it the right way and, you know, not be in the streets and battling, you know, battling, I don't want to say demons, but.
And if you're in the streets, it comes with situations. You know,
battling this mind thing because it's hard. It's not easy. And when I hear people say, you know, this is how I was, but then it's 5, 10 years later and you still going down, like you don't understand it. You on the wrong path. Your path, you got to change your path. You know what I'm saying? Because if you ain't figured it out in 1 to 2 years, then that means that you're on the wrong path and you got to start going a different direction. But if you're not open to positive criticism and you feel like what you're doing going to work, you're going to stay in the same position that you were in. Because, you know, I brought a house, you know, went and bought a brand new car and had about 3-4 cars cash, like, you know, brought a condo for, you know, all of these things in less than 4 years. And this is like, I lost everything when I got out of the game. Like, one way or another, I lost everything. And this is me grinding from ground zero to here. So, like, no matter what it is you want to do, stay focused and just put one foot before the other and do what you got to do. Don't wait on time. Time waits on no man, but man, always waiting on time. If it's something that you feel like you want to do, go and do it. If it's something that you feel like you want to think about, then look, think about it, write it down, and do what you got to do. I swear you will not be disappointed in yourself. But when you sit down and say, man, I think I want to do this, and I think I want to do that, and I think, you know what I'm saying? Nothing comes to a thinker. Everything in the world comes to a doer. So get out and do what you want to do, man, and you will be successful. So, Mo Beans, how was your week?
Well, that was good. I mean, I'm trying to, follow that up. But, no, that was definitely some positive things you were saying. My week was cool. It's a new month. You know, December 1st was yesterday. You know, I'm from Cleveland. Had to listen to some Bone Thugs first of the month, kind of get me in the zone. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my city. I'm just pumped up. But my week was good. Like, I did accomplish a goal that I set out. I do interior decorating, of course, and I got like a partnership with a company. And, I was recognized as one of the top guys, you know what I'm saying? So that was good. So, I get a chance to go to this evening of just, nice all paid, dinner, kind of like banquet thing. So that's going to be coming up. So I was just, happy to accomplish that because that was definitely one of my goals. So that was cool, just getting recognized, for putting in my work. And then my office kind of switched things around. So as far as my real estate office, so I'm just getting acclimated to that. And then, when you work for yourself, like as you can attest, I had to implement a new system, to make it beneficial for me. So, and like we've been talking like these last few weeks, patience is a virtue, you know what I'm saying? Like I've been wanting it to come so fast, but everything happens for a reason. So I just gotta, as long as I'm, crossing my T's, dotting my I's, and laying down this foundation, when it starts to come in the way I anticipated, man, it's going to be great. You know what I'm saying? Cause my main thing was, I didn't want to, the reason why I got out of the career or jobs that I was in before was time. I wanted my time back, you know what I'm saying? And then also I wanted to be able to express my creativity with things that I'm doing, like what we do every week with this show. So long story short, I guess what I'm trying to say is my whole thing is like I want to be able to make good money on my own time. You know what I'm saying? Like not be able to make good money, but I'm working 40 hours a week making somebody else rich. You know what I'm saying? And my time is limited. You know what I'm saying? So like I said, I had to take a couple steps back to move 5 steps forward. And, it's just kind of, like you said, just being patient and just like understanding the things that I've accomplished, you know what I'm saying, over these last couple years since I transitioned out of, the career I was in before. I just feel things are like, I feel positive, going into this, December. And like I said, December is a month for me. It's like I'm reflecting and then I'm looking forward at the same time. So, so that's been cool. So, other than that, that's been about it, man. I just been like just trying to be on my grind and just try to, just have everything fall into place. So,
touch on something that you just said, and that's amazing. Week, long as you're moving forward, and that's why we do this. How was your week? You know what I'm saying? To keep each other on our toes. Like, look, I need to be able to do something. I gotta talk about something. I gotta talk about something I did. But listen, let me tell you something. There is nothing in the world wrong with having a 9-to-5 while you're chasing your dream. You just have to be hungry enough to do it. Now, if you're not hungry enough, you're going to go get on the job and you're going to get the steady money coming in and you're going to get relaxed and complacent. You understand me? Let me tell you something. I was my ex, me and him, we had words, and he is infamous for taking something that he see or something you went through and throwing it back in your face when he mad because he's one of those type of individuals. But what I was going through when I was leaving the government job that I had, I said, I'm sitting down. They was paying me, right? They wasn't paying me my whole paycheck. They was paying me a percentage of what I got paid for, like, 9 months, maybe 8 months until, everything settled out or whatever, whatnot. And when I was waiting and I was getting that money paid my bills in my house, But guess what? It didn't bring nothing else. So guess what I started doing? I started driving for Uber. Now, I was at a crossroad. And the thing is that we as humans, we so busy trying to judge somebody else for what they're doing to make money when your money ain't even right, you know? And this fool told me, he was like, dude, you drive for Uber. You pick people up. And for me, I was like, I didn't understand his level of sarcasm. Because I'm like, dude, I would rather get in my car whenever I want to and go pick somebody up and get a check for it and still do what I want to do than to sit around and not do anything because my pride and my ego is in the way and I won't be able to get no money and have nothing. Like, I'm used to having money. And that means that I'm going to get it by any means necessary. But this time when I got out of the game, because I done got out of the game for 2 years and went back, you know, whatever, but I had a dude and, you know, they're paying the bills, whatever. But when I got out this time, I was sincere about not going back. And that means that you have to humble yourself and do whatever it is that you got to do to get where you're going. And guess what? I drove for Uber for like a year. For like a whole year. And that was my extra money. And guess what? You know, like I would be like, you know, golly, this right here, you know, that would be like $600 a week, right? So if I got a check coming in that pays all of my bills, right? I need you to sit down and think about logic with me. If all of my bills are being paid by another income and I'm driving for Uber and I'm making $600 a week, you do the math. You do the math. And I didn't spend money because I'm hella frugal. So I got gas. I got my tune-ups on my car. I didn't spend money. You know, I did stuff with, you know, at that point I had my now 4-year-old going on 5, but I didn't do a lot of stuff. Now I go get what I want to get from my house, but I'm frugal. I would sit out and say I don't have it. So we as hustlers, sometimes you got to figure out what is it you want to do. Now, a lot of times I could say, well, okay, you know, I'm waiting on this money. I could go do this, but it's not conducive with the path that I'm taking. Sometimes you got to just cold turkey stop, because that's what I did. I got up one day and I said, I'm done. I didn't say, okay, at the end of the month, I'm done. I didn't say, in a year, I'm done. I got up that day and said I was done. You have to make sound decisions in your life for what it is that you want to do. If you procrastinate, then guess what? You're going to say, next month I'm going to be done. Okay, next month I'm going to be done. Okay, next month I'm going to be done. And one of two things is going to happen, and that's just all honesty. One, you're never going to stop doing what you're doing. Or two, something is going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, you speak negativity in your existence, you know? I had a boyfriend, he said, you know, I'm going to stop hustling at this time. And I say, don't speak an expiration date. Well, yeah, I'm going to stop hustling at this time. He went to jail. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm going to stop doing this, you know, and then something happened. Don't speak it. When you want to stop, stop.
Yeah.
The process that you have to go through is not going to be pretty. It's going to be hard.
You're going to have to go from ups and downs.
I didn't go from seeing that I want to stop, and then it was just so easy, and here I am, you know, buying a house and X, Y. That didn't happen for me. That's not what happened.
Yeah.
But what I can tell you is that I stayed strong. I stayed mindful. I knew what I wanted to do. You know what I'm saying? And I stayed focused on what I wanted to do. And out of the people that was around me and the people that I knew, you know what I'm saying? It was one individual that had my back. All of the people that talked about me when I was doing everything else, none of these people was here because they couldn't offer me nothing because you had nothing to offer me. But words of discouragement. And then when I started doing the right thing, you can't give me no money. And I had to learn that. So the one thing that I understand is that people are going to talk shit regardless of what you do. Tuck your ego and do what you have to do for your journey, because your journey is just that, yours. If I was weak-hearted, I would have let him talking about me driving for Uber break me down and say, I don't want to drive for Uber no more. Woo-dee-woo. Like, you talking about I drive for Uber, but I have more than you. You know what I'm saying? Like,
what type of
most of the people that have something to say, they ain't got stuck. They ain't got nothing. Because most of the people that have something, they genuinely have something, they unless they rappers and they done, you know, went through whatever that door is. But other than that, genuine people that have something, they done went through the struggle to get it. And it's a process that you have
to everybody, rappers too. I mean, that's nobody's exempt.
No, not
that,
all of
you know,
them. You got some
part.
Of them come out with something stupid, and then they get all this money for no damn reason.
But they still have to work on it. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just saying.
The thing
know?
Is you gotta pay. You gotta pay your debt. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, you gotta pay
my
your debt.
Time that I had, my little low time that I had, it was less than a year. Now, but that was me paying my debt back for the things that I did. I had to go through a change. You know what I'm saying? I was living in a house with, man, listen, the AC didn't work. Look, it was summertime in Florida. I was in a room. I had two of my kids in the room with me. You know, like, you don't understand that you had, for 6 months, I lived like that. You have to go through it, and you would never think that my struggle was what it was. You know what I'm saying? Looking at me now, it was just that way, you know, a couple years
that's
ago.
Right.
So
it makes you stronger. I'm saying it, then it teaches you.
Right, and it
lessons,
makes
you
appreciate
you know
the things
like,
that you do and the things that you have.
So,
and ultimately, understand this. I have family here, but I don't have anybody. You know what I'm saying? If something happened to me and I couldn't pay my bills, I have nobody. Understand that. I have nobody. So I continue to stay focused and stay prayed up because, man, listen, it's them that's keeping me going. You know what I'm saying? Like, no matter what, I'm sick. I've been sick all week long. I asked somebody that I've done plenty of things for. Listen, bring me some water because I'm drinking my lemon water, my lime water, rather, and it's been helping me. And I said, can you bring me some water? And they didn't even respond because they mad. You know, they and they feelings or whatever. So that was real cute for me. But, you know, sometimes we be down for the wrong people and we do things and we try to look out for the wrong people in our life. And, you know, I'm at the point now where it's like, look, I ain't got nothing to prove to nobody. That's just where I'm at. If you rocking with me, you rocking with me. You know what I'm saying? Period.com. If you a grown man and I got to come bring something to the table to help you get to where you're going, maybe you're not the person for me. And that's just the way I feel. Because, you know, when I look at it, you weren't with me shooting at the gym. You weren't with me doing what I'm doing. So why? You know, I'm sick of those type of people. I'd rather be by myself, you know. And the one thing that this nice celibacy run taught me was that you don't have to, you don't need sex. So now, you know, I've been back on, like, not to say that I'm purposely on it, but I'm just, like, I'm focused right now. So whether I get it or not right now, it just don't matter.
Because
I don't care.
That's it.
I'm focused.
Well, you know what I'm saying? If you know, because feelings and stuff like that can take a lot of your focus a lot of times. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes it's good to get that tunnel vision, you know?
Right. Now, if I can just knock this little coal out of me, then I'll be okay.
Yeah,
be careful. But tonight, we're talking about women that date men. Would you date a man that don't take care of his kids? Now, granted, you would think that women would have more common sense than they actually have, but obviously they don't. Now, you know, for me, like, I'm the type of female like this. If we dating and I don't see you around your kids, that's a problem. If we genuinely dating, I should meet your kids within a certain time, right? And me meeting your kids, I want to meet your baby mama. If you tell me I can't meet your baby mama because of X, Y, Z, Z, Y, and X, I know there's some drama and I know there's some lies, honestly speaking. Now, when you show me the baby mama and she go, I told you she was crazy because you're still sleeping with her or you still selling her dreams. Or whatever the case may be. That's how I feel. But as women, for me, no. If I don't see you around your children, there's a big problem with that, right? And so here's the thing. You know, I'm open book. So, you know, I have a child support case active right now, right? And so my 4-year-old dad, he's dating somebody else, a white girl like that. And he had told her all of this stuff about me, right? Like, all of this stuff to make her feel a certain kind of way about me. And when I start being mad at him, right, and I start talking, because you know what? We can, like, not talk. And then when we talk to each other, we hang out with each other, we drinking, we laughing, we having fun, we turned up. Like, we not enemies. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So he came back around, and me and him, you know, were talking. And she found out about it. And she flipped out. And the one thing she kept saying is, he told me this and he told me that. And I said, I don't want to hear what he told you. I said, if you're not grown enough as a woman to understand that this man is mad, so he going to say whatever he got to say to make you feel a certain kind of way. If y'all women still letting men talk negative to their baby mama, first of all, if you talking negative about your baby mama to me as a woman, you a fuck boy. That woman had your child. And all I saw, she probably holding that child down. You know what I'm saying? Not even probably. The child live with the mama. She holding this child down when you're not around. That means she's going to work. She doing everything that she got to do. As a man, for you to sit down and critique your baby mama for what she doing and you not there, that makes you a fuck nigga. That makes you a fuck boy. I'm sorry. It just, it does. You know what I'm saying? That makes you less than a man. And for you to have all of these excuses about why you not doing it for your child because you don't get along with the mama, that makes you a bigger fuck boy. You do what you have to do for your child. Now, I said, look, I honestly, right now, I can tell you, Mo, I don't want to be with nobody I got a child from. Like, nobody. But one situation, I'm being forced to have to get along with an individual and let an individual, you know, be at my house and, you know, they at my house, you want to be in my bed and all of this stuff for you to even, you know, interact with your kid. You feel me? And it's kind of like, why do I have to do that? You know, like the one thing about me is I hate being forced to do anything. Let me do it on my own. So you can say, I ain't forcing you, but then you're not doing what you're supposed to do. So what are you doing? You know, I know she want her son to have a daddy, so you going to play by my rules type situation. Now, if any of my ex's current girlfriends come to me and say, hey, I want to talk to you, as a woman, I'm going to talk to them. Don't come to me saying, he said this, he said that. Don't do that. Because as a grown woman, you should be slapping yourself for believing what a man telling you. You should be slapping yourself for a man to be talking down on you. My baby daddies talk down to their baby mamas, right? And so you know how I'm looking at them. You know, like, are you kidding me? You know, like, so if you talking about her like this, then I can imagine how you talking about me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't see, ladies, I don't see where y'all coming from with listening and allowing somebody that you lay down with. You're trading spirits with somebody that you are seeing right now is evil and malicious and it's not taking care of their responsibility. So how far do you think you're going to get? My middle son, Dad, they like upper echelon. He proper, you know, own property in Brookhaven, you know, in Alabama. You know, like he's straight. He okay. Here's my thing with him. True story. His dad told him, since you guys aren't going to be together anymore, the best thing to do is just to go through child support, right? And I said, that got to be the dumbest shit I ever heard, right? So for 4 years, I thought it. Wouldn't go to child support. He said, well, you'll get tired of taking care of him by yourself. So he legit would not do anything Not because he didn't have it, because he definitely has it, just because he wanted me to go to child support, because that's what his daddy put in his head. You know what I'm saying? I saw it. I had to raise you this way, so you might as well let the judge determine, you know, what it is, right? And so I finally broke down. I said, okay, he not. And then I had the other one on my back, and I was like, there's no way I want to deal with nobody. And so I finally broke down and put him on child support. So I know what number he had in his head, and I know what number they had in their head, and I tried to be the cool person and say, okay, I'll meet both of y'all in the middle. No, nobody want to meet me in the middle. Okay, cool. So now I have zero deals. You know what I'm saying? I ain't giving no breaks. Because guess what? For 4 years, bruh, I paid daycare every single week by myself. I motherfucking had to buy shoes by myself, clothes by myself, pay bills by myself, and still chase my dreams by myself without skipping a beat. You hear everything I said I accomplished in these 4 years that I've been out of the game? And I did that taking care of kids by myself. I don't have no mercy on nobody. I'm in beast mode right now. I hate child support, but guess what? Like I'm on it. I got one that's just completely running, just completely like I'm not dealing with it. I'm not dealing with it. But yeah, you around women. You deal with women, and they okay with you not taking care of your child. What kind of women are those that you dealing with? What kind of women is that? Would you even want to have, like I don't get how men think. Like, I think, like, your woman is a reflection of you. You know what I'm saying? If she a go-getter, you know what I'm saying? You a go-getter. But as a woman, right, your job, you know, the man has the power, the woman has the control. So as a woman, how can you not control this situation enough to see fit that he, you know, every woman brings out a different result in a man. So if you feel like you got all of this juice on this man, why aren't you seeing that he's a better man? Y'all scared of those. Y'all scared of those type of women. Tell you a little, I had an ex, you know, stayed in a relationship. When me and him started dating, you know, you stayed with these women that, quote-unquote, loved you and had your back. But when I got with him, you know, he didn't have no license. Come to find out, he didn't have license for a long time. So in my mind, I'm like, how can you be with these women and they not making sure that you are set up to be successful, to be the best you that you can be? How does that work? Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm cut from a different cloth, you know? Like, maybe, you know, I'm definitely used to a different type of man, but how can you deal with a woman that's not making sure that you are okay? And that means making sure that if you get in my car and leave, you get pulled over, you ain't got to jump out and run. That means that, you know, your baby mama can't bash you saying you don't do nothing for your kids. You got baby mamas that say he don't do nothing for his kids because he ain't giving her none. You got baby mamas that genuinely don't get no help. I genuinely don't get no help. In the last 4.5 years, I have gotten no help from nobody. I do this on my own. But they got bitches. They got girls. How do you? What type of woman is that? Like, what do you think about that, Mo? Like if your homie, even if that was your homeboy, and you knew he didn't take care of your kids, would that be somebody that you roll with, or would you just be like, you know, what he got going on ain't got nothing to do with me? Like, how do you even? What do you think about that? That's crazy. Maybe it's just me.
No, man. I mean, you know. I remember back in the day, I had to cut a homeboy off because, I mean, we was young, granted, but just doing dumb shit, man. And I should just tell the story because it was the craziest story ever. You know what? I'm going to tell the story. So, all right. So, here's the story. So, back when I first moved up to New York, way back when, I had a touchdown in Jersey City, right? That was like, you know, before, right, a couple years before. I stayed in Jersey City for like a year before I initially moved to Brooklyn. And I've been in Brooklyn since, I want to say, like, 02. You know what I'm saying? Like, in the 01, 02. But, and I've been up in New York since 99 is when I, well, I was in Jersey first, but technically Jersey and New York is the same. But anyway, long story short, just to fast forward and get back to the topic. So I just do, right? So we was homeboys from Cleveland, and, you know, he had this girl with him, and he was like, yo, man, I'm trying to move up to New York. I'm like, look, man, it ain't all, you know what I'm saying? Like, New York is the type of town that will beat you up and spit you out with no remorse. New York is expensive as hell. People is rude as fuck. It's a culture shock to a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? That's why they say if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere. That's like a true-ass statement. So,
right.
You know, so he's like, yo, man, can I just, like, crash for like a, you know, couple days just till I get right, you know, I'm getting situated. And like I said, you know, we were cool from Cleveland. So I was like, yeah, man, all right, just, you know, a couple days, come up. So anyway, he comes up, right? And he had his girl with him, and his girl had a little son. You know what I'm saying? So a little son had to be about 3 years old. You know what I'm saying? So 3 years old, but it wasn't his baby. And you know, so I'm hustling. You know, I've always been business mind. I've always been on top of my game, even as a young dude. You know what I'm saying? Since I was 19, I've always had my shit together for the most part. Not saying it like that, but just kind of like always been like business minded, but just not have to ask anything from anybody. Like, that's just how I'm cut. So anyway, I'm like, yeah, man, you can stay for a couple of days. But mind you, so this, I had my own place or whatever. You know, my wife now, she was my girl at the time. You know, she used to come through or whatever, but she had her own spot. You know, she was, doing her studies and stuff like that. So I'm like, all right, bet. Yeah, man, you can chill for a minute, like a couple of days. But it's like his girl and a little son. So I'm like, all right, man, just a couple of days. So anyway, a couple of days turns into like a week. And I'm like, dude, like, what's good? So he was like, all right, man, I'm about to, you know, I got a hotel I'm about to get. So anyway, and then I had a couple other homeboys in Brooklyn at the time that, you know, we were like, you know, making moves together, business moves, whatever. We were, you know, doing certain things. So we always kind of like clicked up. So long story short, when he knew I was putting the pressure on him, like, look, man, it's been too long, he ended up going over there for a second before he got this hotel. So, look, fast forward to the story. So, remind you, it's a three-year-old little kid at the time. You know, that's not his kid. So, I'll never forget this name, Dithi Patel. So, all of a sudden, I start getting some mail to my house, and the name was Dithi Patel or something like that, credit card or something like that. Long story short, he starts scamming. You know what I'm saying? Start swiping before swiping was even. This is back in the day. You know what I'm saying? So he start doing stuff at a hotel because I'm like, I'm going over because like now, mind you, he's in Brooklyn now. So I'm going over to him. I see he got like, you know, this is like just new stuff, like a new TV, like all types of just whatever that was new at the time. I'm like, yo, like, all right, where you getting this? You know what I'm saying? Where you getting all this stuff from, right? And he's like, yo, man. Man, I'm working on some stuff. I'm getting it together. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got a plan. So anyway, he ended up getting a hotel somewhere. And long story short, he did something. It was something with the TV. Some shit he did. And the cops end up having to come and, like, lock up the hotel room. And some shit he did. And they end up taking the kid away, child services.
Wow.
And I heard about that, and I'm like, what the fuck, man? It broke my heart, like, because I'm like, yo, man, it's not even your kid. Like, you know what I'm saying? And, like, bro, you were supposed to, like, hold this down. Like, how you gonna have to leave and get this shit together without the kid? Like, it was just, like, so anyway, I cut that. I couldn't fuck with nobody like that. That's hell no. Like, I just, so, you know, and to this day, like, and you know, God works in mysterious ways. His wife or his, I think they got married later on in life. Cause I just cut off all contact with him. So I didn't know what happened to him from that moment to like, maybe like 2 years ago. Like, I just was like, when I cut you off, I cut you off. Like, if you do some dumb shit that I just can't condone, I can't fuck with you on no level. So anyway, God works in mysterious ways. You know, you got Instagram and stuff like that. And, my wife, end up, I guess, on Instagram, linking up with his the girl at the time. And turns out,
She started her own hair business in Atlanta. Yo, she's close to being a millionaire now. You know what I'm saying? Like, after all
right.
this. And I think that's, I don't know if they got married. They had a bunch of other kids. So, obviously, they had to come up and get the little dude. But it just goes back to my point, I guess, being that, you know, can you date somebody that doesn't take care of their kids? I mean, let alone your kids. But, like, you know, if you just have, I just feel that if you're in a relationship with somebody, especially the way they was, they just like, you know, making moves together, living together, doing all this other stuff together. It just, as a man of the house, you know what I'm saying? It's just your duty, your due diligence to kind of just make sure shit, something like that just doesn't happen. You know what I'm saying? So hell yeah, you should take care of your kids. You know what I'm saying? Like you that's, if you laid down and had you, cause these kids didn't ask to be here. You know what I'm saying? Like, so you have, that's just your right. You know what I'm saying? That's just a, you know, and like, but this coming from a person that doesn't have kids, so maybe it's easier said than done. But yeah, so I mean, I definitely agree with you. But now to your other point, now, a lot of times though, these guys they might not even say in all their business to the women they date, especially if it's not serious like that. They might just be like, you know, if it doesn't come up a conversation, they probably not even trying to let whoever girl that they dating at the time know that they even maybe have kids, especially if the kid isn't with them, you know what I'm saying? Or if the kid is in another state, so they can just really play it off like, I ain't got kids, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever. So that's what happens a lot of times too, I think, unfortunately. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, but we talking about for the ones that know, like my middle son dad told me out of his mouth, right? And I forgot that I didn't finish this. He said to me, you're strong and you're independent. And I know that I don't have to worry about my son being with you. I think everybody said the same thing. And it bothered me. I guess it's supposed to be a compliment, but it bothers me, right? He said, you're strong. I don't have to worry about my son with you because I know that he's going to be taken care of. She, on the other hand, is not like you, so I got to be here for her. That was, at that point, that was the hardest thing that I ever heard in my life.
He was saying that in reference to the woman he's with now? Saying,
I don't know if they're together now, but back then, because she had a child from him, too. So that's what he said. He said he had to be there for her because she wasn't as strong as I was. And I said, are you kidding me? So now when we go up here, I don't have much negotiating to do with him. Like, remember you told me, you know, I was strong? He was like, look, whatever. If they tell me to pay 4 years, then whatever they tell me to pay, I'm going to pay you. You know, I got it, so it don't matter. You know, that's the type of, you know, when you're dealing with somebody, like, as ignorant as he is and, you know, upper echelon, yeah, and he's like, it's never about the money. He said, I've been putting money aside every single month since he's been born because I know this day was coming. So whatever they say, you know, it's sitting there. You know, like, and stuff like that makes you sick because it's like, you don't know what I had to do. You don't know how many opportunities that I missed because I had to make sure the daycare was paid. He was in daycare up until we left there because you had to go to pre-K, then you had to go to after-school program.
But let me ask you this question, though. I mean, obviously, because, you know, you didn't have more child support, did you ever contact, like, look, this is the bill for this. We need to be,
man,
know,
yeah, we didn't have, listen, he was stern.
So
like,
he would say no to
that's
that?
That's why we don't get along because he is very controlling. He's a Libra.
So he would just say
it has
no
to be his way
you,
or no
you,
way.
So he's just like,
and when she
look,
found
you,
out that he was dealing with, you know, trying to deal with me, XYZ, she told him to cut off all contact with me. And guess what he did? Just that. So, with that being said, he did for a while, and then he started back talking to me. But with that being said, it was like I was over the situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, bruh, you got to take care of your son. You know how much money I told him to give me a month? $500. Now they trying to get you. They trying to make you pay $1,500 a month when you could have gave me $500 a month. I would have did the rest. That's my number.
So,
that's my secret number. $500-$600 a month.
So he was saying, no, I don't want to give any money at all because I'd rather just
put me on child support.
Do this child support.
Because I want the judge to be able to determine what I got to do. His dad put that shit in his head. I want the judge to be able to determine. I want the judge to do visitation. But guess what? They don't do visitations with child support in Georgia. Georgia, they just do child support. You see the child if I let you see the child. If I don't let you see the child, then you won't see the child. Unless you get legitimized. And then I have to agree for you to get legitimized. I have to agree for you to legitimize him. Then you got to pay even more money to get that done. Georgia's a little bit different than most places. But at the end of the day, it's like, you want to go through this whole process to get legitimized, this and that other. And I'm not agreeing to none of that at this point. You made me do it for 4 years. Check with me in 4 years. I'll think about it. I'm on that type of petty right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, you like, okay, listen, like Oprah gave everybody a car, bitch, you get child support, bitch, and you get child support. I'm not playing right now. If you hear me talk and you don't know my backstory, you will be like, she money hungry. I got my own situation. I'm good. But what I ain't doing is tolerating nobody BS. Yeah, like I'm kind of like over it. So for me, you know, they know I'm over it because you got me here. But my thing is that I sit back and I be like, you know, y'all don't be like, did you send him some money? And insist, even if you got a dude and you know he can't take care of his child, why you ain't sent no money? I don't want to meet nobody child that I ain't met their mama. But that's just who I am, though. You know what I'm saying? Because it ain't really, you know, it's three sides to a story, and I already know how it go. I want to meet the baby mama. You know what I'm saying? Listen, let me tell you something. Me and my oldest son and dad was together for 7 years. We hit them together. we ain't play no games. We bringing them home. You know what I'm saying? Look, hey, we ain't beefing. Me and his baby mama got along good. And our kids is less than a year. They like 11 months apart. And me and his baby mama straight. I'm not like I'm a different breed when it comes to things like that. And guess what? My son is a couple months shy of 18, and his sister, you know, a couple months shy of 17. But they tied as thieves. Because we raised them two together.
Same.
You know what I'm saying? It don't have nothing to do with me or nobody else. But I feel like if my kids have siblings, I want them to grow up knowing they siblings. Because what he did has nothing to do with what my children, you know, did or had to go to. But you got some men that's simple minded, and they got so much going on, and so much lying going on, and so much extraness going on that. Can't let you meet up, you know. You let one of them tell it. He don't, you know. He don't deal with this person, and you know that person okay. And you know, I can imagine what you're saying about me, boy. Cause you know you running them in the mud. Anybody that talk about somebody to me, I'll be like, I wonder what you're saying about me to them, cause that's just how it goes. I don't want to. I had a situation that pressure was applied due to this. Like I don't want to be in nothing with a baby daddy. You know what I'm saying? I may do what I have to do until, you know, things get going. But So you know, I don't know, like. Because I know what I go through, that's what I'm trying to say. I was trying to find these words. Because I know what I go through, I would be more so inclined to want to talk to the baby mama. Because you got some men that really genuinely like, okay, well, yeah, you know, we ain't got to be together, but you going to sleep with me. And if you don't sleep with me, then good luck. I got that situation. I got one of those. Understand, like, ladies, stop going off of what a man telling you. And if we start holding men accountable for the things that they do and say, then we would see a lot of stuff in the beginning. But just because we want to deal with him, because he got good sex, he look good, or you know what I'm saying, he make us feel good, or he can have a conversation. If you can talk me to death and you can tell me how to do this and how to do that, but yet you can't bring no money to the table, or you can bring money to the table, but guess what, you can't bring your kids to the table. You're going to build, you're going to grow. How you going to build and grow when you ain't got your stuff together in your life? You can't grow me when you ain't got your stuff together. And if you with a man, he's supposed to be a leader, a protector, and a provider. So if you removing the leader and the provider, you know, so you got him. You can get a ADT security system if you need a protector, because you know if you got a man in your house that's just there to be there just because you need protection, you know, get an alarm system, you know, pray more. I don't know what to tell you, but I like, we have to do better. You know, like I use this platform to speak life into my women, because I try to figure this shit out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see it not in my situation. I see it in other situations, and I try to figure out, ladies, y'all can't be this stupid. Y'all not going to tell me. They tell me common sense ain't common, and I get that. You're not going to tell me that you don't not once question the man that you laying up with, exchanging souls with, about his children. You know what I'm saying? You're not going to once, you know, okay, well, he can't do, well, then let me do. Like, some people, even women, y'all be in relationships and can't afford to be in them, okay? Did you hear me? I'm going to say it louder for the people in the back. You in relationships that you can't afford to be in. If you ain't got your stuff together, you can't be around here trying to be with nobody. I mean, and that's just real. If you can't bring nothing to the table, if you can't bring nothing to this situation, then why are you in it? Listen, I am not a gold digger. I am not a gold digger. But I am bringing something to the table, and if you can't bring nothing to my table, then why the fuck is you sitting at it? How I'm going to use you for yours when I got my own? And you know what I'm saying? Like, stop taking these analogies and you know, I don't want to seem this way and I don't want to seem that way. Man, you're a woman. You're supposed to do certain things and be certain ways and X, Y, and Z. And if you're not doing that, then I don't know. Like, this is one of those nights that I'm kind of like, what you doing? What you doing with yourself? And then you want to go around and you want to be bitter at our brothers and say, all men ain't shit. No, bitch, it's you. Because you knew he wasn't right. But you still allowed him to play with your feelings. And then when it didn't go right, because you seen all the signs at the beginning that he wasn't right and he ain't have his stuff together, now you want to say all men ain't shit. No, your decision making ain't shit. Make better decisions. I don't know. You hella quiet on this one. Like,
yeah, I'm like, you know, I'm like at a loss for words. I mean, you know, I think it's self-explanatory for the most part, but I know it's situations where it ain't gonna go down like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, but that's why, you know, you really just,
more than not.
What's up?
More than not. It don't go down like
what
that. More than not, women don't even care. Women would rather hate somebody that he had a child with. You would rather dislike this woman.
I feel like there's a lot of pillow talk going on with that.
Because he has a bond. He has a forever bond, so you want to dislike her because you don't have that same bond with him. Or you want to dislike her because you got a forever bond and she got a forever, y'all got babies from the same man. Oh, well, talk it out. Fuck it out. Do whatever you want to do. You know what I'm saying? But y'all shouldn't be beefing. I don't get why women beef with each other when you got a baby from the same man or you dating a man she got a child from, because guess what? You'll never be able to replace those 18 years they got to spend together. You will never, ever be able to dictate whether they sleeping with each other or not, even if they say they not, because you got some women that still sleeping with their baby daddy, and I tell you she not, because who cares? Who are you? What you going to do? You got some women that sleeping with him, you know what I'm saying, and you don't know what's going on. You will never know who I'm sleeping with when it comes to that.
You know what? I feel like
I ain't willing to share that with you. if I'm sleeping with him. That's none of your business if I'm sleeping with him.
I feel what happens is there's two sides to every story. And it just seems like if the relationship didn't work out, right, and you end up getting a baby mother or a baby father or something like that, and then you move on and you meet somebody else, when they meet that other person, that pillow talk that they're having with that other person while they're getting maybe serious with that other person, they're probably, you know, in that pillow talk saying all the things, telling the new person all the things that went wrong and why they not with their baby father or baby mother. You know what I'm saying? And then that's what happened.
Right, because he ain't
going to
say, I'm a deadbeat and I can't afford my children.
Exactly.
I'm just having children. He's going to make the shit sound good.
Yeah, he going to say what was going on from his point of view, whether right or wrong, but, you know, it's going to be from his point of view, why it didn't work out and why I'm with you now. And, you know, but this is one of the reasons why it didn't work out. So this is some of the situations that I'm in right now. You know, that's
we
what
got
happened.
This, boo.
You know?
What's up? So. What's up? Thank you for calling Real Talk with the Movement's Lovely Black. How are you?
This nigga said, oh, like I'm a fucking Ebola virus or something. Yeah, nigga, hey, you sent me a text talking about 9 o'clock. You sound like y'all been talking.
9 o'clock my time, nigga. Why would I be your time?
Man, look, it's all about me. I don't know what the fuck you talking about. Look, so what's the topic for today? I mean, what are we talking about?
Okay, would you date a man that doesn't take care of his kids?
I'm a
woman.
Man, so why would I date a man? Ain't no fact to hear me.
The
I'm,
question was
I'm
predicated to women. Let's start there, smartass.
Right. That is funny.
And we're breaking it down like how women will hate the other woman because she got a baby off of things that he has said, but you know that he not taking care of his child, but you still dating him, you still sleeping with him, you still in love with him, and you dislike the other woman, and in actuality, he not doing what he's supposed to do.
Oh, man, that's all about the dick. That ain't got nothing to do with the children. That's all about the dick right there. You already know I get down. I got four baby mamas. Them hoes hate each other, you know?
So he's the first to ask for this question. You know, I was trying to, you know, get my point of view, but I don't have kids, so you know what I'm saying? Like it's hard.
Oh no, man, them hoes hate each other, and I love it. I'm be honest with you, I love that they hate each other. I play them against each other. Like fuck, it is what it is.
Why would you do that?
Because I still won't hit.
You know what? What if my baby daddies is just like you? Like, and that's what I see it. You know what I'm saying? Like I see that he does this. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I feel like he got
we do it on purpose. Fuck it.
Right. He wanna keep what he wanna keep. And therefore that's what our issue is, because I just want you to come. You know, I just want you to, you know, do what you gotta do by your kid, cut a check, keep it moving, type shit. But he on some well, if I can't come there when I wanna come there, you know what I'm saying? Then, you know, figure it out. You know, whatever. And you come into my house when you want to come to my house. That means you come into my house, you're sleeping in my bed. Come on, man. You know, I ain't crazy. I ain't trying to have no more children. Not by you anyway. You know, I fucked up once. Can't do it again.
That ain't got nothing to do with me, though. I mean,
listen,
I just know what I do.
Yeah,
my baby mama, they crazy. First of all, I ain't sliming because, for one, they know everything. But the thing is, females have a natural dislike about each other. You see what I'm saying? It's a competition regardless of that. That's like a pimp and a bitch. When he got multiple hoes, he play them hoes against each other to get more money because they want to compete. That's the same thing with these hoes. Like me, I take care of mine. I don't even like my kids, man. They bills, man. That's what I call my children, bills. The older they get, the bigger the bill. You know what I'm saying?
True.
I got house notes. I'm calling Freddie Mac and shit. Fannie Mae. Energy. That's the light company. But I take care of mine. But at the same time, I still need to fuck. I need I need my dick sucked. Fuck it. What was that?
Okay, in hindsight, and this is how he talked, but in hindsight, he paying bills at houses and he starting businesses for baby mamas. He's actually a father to his kids and his, you know, his baby mama alive. So he feels like if he got to pay these bills, whatever, he feels like if he got to pay these bills, then he still want to hit, right? And I understand that. Listen, my older son, dad said, listen, all you got to do is just give me some sex when I want it. Shut the fuck up and I'm going to take care of you. And when I stopped giving him sex, then guess what? He stopped taking care of me. So, you know, I had that situation as well. Like, you know, it be like that. But you can't not take care of your child and then say, I want to hit what I want to and you don't need to sleep with nobody else. That don't work. I don't know. Like, I think.
Man, look, I take care of mine. You know what I'm saying? I take care of my children. Like, they mama, they ain't got to work. But at the same time, like, I'm not worried about you fucking nobody else. They ain't got shit to do with me. But when I come through that house and I pay for, bitch, you can be, that nigga can be in the pussy. He got to hop out. It's my turn. You got to hop out. Like, bitch, you know what I'm saying? Like, the gas is on because I pay the fucking, the mortgage, I pay all that. Look, hey, nigga, go hide in the closet. I don't even want to see you right now. I'll let you know when I'm done.
Right. But you still shouldn't play them against each other. Because
no, they play themselves. You like, you forget one thing. Broads, this is just like dudes, man. Everybody want to be the alpha. Every male wants to be the alpha, unless you a faggot or some shit. But every male wants to be the alpha. Everybody has the losers of grandeur. Everybody wants to be the best. That's the same with them broads. The broads think they suck the dick the best. They think they pussy better. They think they ride the dick the better than the other bitch. As a matter of fact, they think they look better than the other bitch. Both you hoes look fucked up right now because both of y'all just had a baby. Your nose is all spread out and shit. You ain't as cute as you used to be, bitch. But they won't lie to themselves. Oh, you fucking that ugly ass girl. What the fuck you mean, bitch? You see these naked dudes on my phone, bitch? What, you want me to send you a picture so you can see how this whole look? They fight against each other. Who am I to stop them from fighting? All right, boom, compete. Like, oh, man, she sucked your dick. Like, nah, you know. Well, oh, so she don't do it like me? I don't remember. Then all of a sudden, she's sucking your dick. You're like, gotcha, bitch.
You ain't shit.
I ain't shit. Y'all ain't shit. Don't give me the opportunity to do it if you don't want me to do it. Simple as
that.
But
that's what I said, too. That's what I said, too, Bess. I want to meet your kids, but I want to meet their mama. Because there ain't no reason that your kids should be around me and they, you know, their mama don't know me. Their mama ain't met me. I'm a different breed. You know what I'm saying? I come from doing what I want to do, how I want to do it, right?
Hold up.
And so,
what you mean, won't meet their mamas? For what?
Because if your kids around me, I need to meet you. That's just how it goes. Listen, me and my son, like I said, me and my son and his sister, then they not even a year apart, but they grew up together. I don't have no problem with that woman because we getting the same dick. We continue to get the same dick for a very long time. It is what it is. It ain't nothing I can do about it because guess what? His penis is attached to him. It's not attached to me. So I'm not finna beef with you about something that he doing. I'm a grown woman by mine. I've been getting to the check. My focus is on my check. My focus is on my grind. So I ain't got time to be right here beefing with. I'm not that type of woman. I'm not finna beef with you about something we both can have. Why?
No.
Share it.
Fuck that.
Let's
no.
do a threesome.
Nine.
Calm down. There's no point in doing all that.
No. I have 7 kids with 4 baby moms. Some of them children came after the fucking, the bitches won't meet each other. Now they won't compete and see who gonna get pregnant next again. Fuck that shit. As a fucking man, any nigga that want their fucking baby mamas to meet, no. No.
But no, I know if that's somebody I'm dating, because I told my son father when, you know, he brought his other son around me, I said I would prefer to meet his mama because she need to know who I am. She need to see me, you know what I'm saying, and I see her. I don't have no beef with her. I'm not that baby mama. Like, you probably have wild baby mamas that be like, let's fight it out. And I'm the baby mama. You going to be ready to fight, and I'm going to just lay you down and lick it up real good, and then you going to be like, all right, she cool. That's just what it is. Like, it's no point in putting all that energy into that.
I got 7 kids here.
Yeah. And guess what? And one of your baby mamas super cool, right? And that's the only one that I know, the cool
that's
one.
That's the craziest one of them all. She the smooth one. Don't trust that bitch.
That's what my baby daddy said by me. So, like that, we just talking about, bruh, I'd rather, listen, she all right with me. So, here's the thing. My thing is, Joker, you just ain't shit. But my thing is this. Communication is everything. Women, if you dealing with somebody, he not taking care of kids. You can't use smooth as an example because he take care of his kids. We talking about men that's not taking care of their children. You not taking care of your children, but you mad. Fellas, you can't be mad at your old lady for talking about she finna put these niggas on child support thinking that she bought some bullshit or she on some shit. No, if you don't see them around here running checks and doing shit and they ain't helping out with the bills, bruh, come on, man. You should be there encouraging her to run it. One of them, he want me to do it. The other one, he literally running. Like, I'm talking about like he a fugitive. He moved completely different. He don't even post his shows on his page no more. He like, I ain't going and I ain't cooperating. Good luck, bitch. He moved completely different because I'm on his ass. And okay, I'm going to stay on your ass. Whatever it is. However you want to do it, I'm going to stay on that ass.
So that's two totally different situations.
One want me to put him on there because one, you know, upper echelon says that that's the way to go since we were not married and we are not together. We need to allow them to dictate what he has to pay because he wants to be fair in what he does.
Fair.
Okay, so he knows that he's running between right now, I think, 1,000 and 1,500, and he's okay with that because he made this decision. Very clever guy, right? You know, you possibly finna run me $1,500 a month. He's okay with that. Guess what? I'm okay with that. The other one, that motherfucker running. That motherfucker say, good luck. Good luck, bitch.
Man.
Catch me if you can. I'm the gingerbread man. Like, so we can't talk this out? We can't do none of that? Like, no, we can't talk it out. Bitch, I'm not cooperating. I'm not doing nothing. I'm a do what I want to do. Bitch, and me seeing him is contingent with me coming there whenever I want to. See, that's forced. You know what I'm saying? That's forced. You can't do that. You can't force me.
I don't know no man that's
going
to allow anybody to just dig in their check. Like, look, because of fair. Fuck fair. What the fuck you mean fair? Nigga,
well, no, he's a
stuff.
Nerd, man. He fucking worked at,
exactly.
He was at Lockheed Martin and shit.
Checking.
Like, he's an engineer. He's on some other shit. He's not of
it's
the
only
street,
fair.
Okay?
It's only fair that I came and you made a baby, so let's let the government decide how much money to take from
out exactly
of my
how he feels.
Oh, man, fuck you, little nigga. Yeah, look. You got damn fucked up, man.
Well, he's just looking at it. It's purely business, man. That's it.
I
support it now. I was against it for 4 years. That's why I wasn't putting him on it. But if this is what you want, baby, I'm going to give it to you, okay? I can
is
use that extra money.
Let me ask you this question. Was there any reason why you didn't put him on there? I mean, when he's just...
Because
he's
I was against child support. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm from the hood. Like, that was a bad thing to me. You put a man on child support, you taking his livelihood. Like, you letting a white man make him do something. And at the end of the day, if he cannot do it for whatever reason, then he putting him in jail. So it's like, you know, that was always something like that.
Like,
I felt like that would be me enabling the white man to do something to somebody that I once cared for, right? But I come from the hood. So that's something bad to us. So I was like, I know that he's going to pull these messages up in court. Man, ain't no C finna tell me what to do. Ain't no C finna tell, you know, I don't want nobody having to tell you what to do. You a grown man. He wasn't there when you was hitting it from the back. He wasn't there when I had ice in my mouth licking on your balls, telling me to go left and go right. He wasn't there when you was sticking it in my ass. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why he got to be there now?
You was hitting the man from the back?
No, when he was hitting me from the back. You stupid.
All right, nigga. About to say, oh, no.
I ain't got nothing. Look, boy, listen. Let me tell you something. To my having a child from being stuck with a man and you going to let me hit you, that's a no-go. That's a no-go.
I wonder why there's one. That nigga been raping.
No. No, he's not, really. So here's what we found out about this situation, because we've been trying to work with this for like 6 months now. So with him, he is ready, but he was waiting on them to give him the paperwork, and these idiots put the information in wrong, so they was going after the wrong person, and they just corrected the issue to go get him the paperwork. He's been sitting waiting on the paperwork, like, I'm like, go to the office. He's like, no, let him bring it to me. I'm like, whatever. But, you know, he's not the headache. You know what I'm saying? He's like, you get it whenever you want it. They take it out of my check. They've already calculated what he gonna do, because he, you know, they got all that already figured out. So he's not the problem. But you gotta think, them, you know, listen, I say this in the most humblest way possible. I swear to you. Listen, that 1,015, whatever, will be amazing, and it will help me accomplish a lot of things, right? But I've been doing this for 4 years on my own, going on 5 years on my own. We might make it to the 5-year mark by the time this is done, by myself. I deserve every dime.
Yeah, so you might as well, man. Like, I know you don't want the white man in your pockets, but you might as well make those systems.
What do you mean you deserve every dime? Like, what the fuck do you deserve? What is your definition? When you say every dime, are we talking about from the engineer or the other nigga? Because when it comes down to the engineer, no, stop. Fuck that. Because when it comes down to the engineer is the one who came up with the idea of child support, right?
Right.
Does the engineer take care of you right now as far as the child is concerned?
No, that's what I'm saying. He hasn't done anything because he's been forcing me to go through this way. You know, like, this is the right way.
The engineer is forcing you?
Yeah.
But the engineer is the one who came up with the idea of the child support, right?
Right, and I didn't want to do it. I was against it. But,
his dad was
telling him.
So the engineer told you, if you want this money, put me on child support. Let them take it out like that, right?
Right.
And you haven't done it up until now, right?
Right.
I went, well, fuck it. It is what it is, nigga. You get nothing.
No. Because, he's like a little younger than me, and I just felt like, I'm telling him, what your dad had to do with your mom does not have to be the life that you have to live. So now they trying to go up to $1,500 on him. I only told him to give me $500 a month, because I'm like, it's not like that. I do my own thing. I got my own money. So just help out. You know what I'm saying? And he was like, no, I want to do what's fair for him, and I'll just have to let these people decide. My dad said it's best to let the courts decide so I can be fair, and I don't feel like I'm undermining.
At that point, then, look, so let's make it 2,000. I mean, like, if he...
You got to think, though. No, I'm from the streets, man. Well,
it's a different generation. The generation gap is a motherfucker these days. You see what I'm saying? So it sounds like the dad has been through the child support shit already.
Yeah, with his mama. When they divorced.
So that means he come from, if he listened to his dad, he come from a generation where it didn't matter if the motherfucker provided or not. It didn't mean nothing. So he can give up all of this fucking money, but then when they hit him up with that child support, everything he paid up until then don't mean a motherfucking thing. So he like, well, fuck it. Go ahead and put me on child support, and whatever you get is what you get.
Right.
He got that from his daddy. You see what I'm saying? He got that advice from his dad, because his dad probably sound like his dad was that motherfucker who used to give out the loot, but it didn't mean shit. It didn't mean a motherfucking thing, because when it came down to his ass being put on child support by this nigga not having no receipts or no shit like that, it didn't mean a motherfucking thing. So, like, fuck it, then. Hey, that you gonna pay this? But what about all the shit I paid for? Well, it's a gift, nigga.
Well, no, because they ask you when you do that. They ask you, you know, did he pay anything? And then they ask you, did you pay anything? Do you have receipts? If you don't have receipts, that's dummy on you.
And you know the sad thing about it? Notice how you said it's dummy on you. See, when you do something for your child, right, you don't think of it as a fucking... You don't think of, hey, let me get a fucking receipt. Now, the white person, the court decides, like, hey, nigga, by this being a business transaction, you need receipts. But you don't look at family as business. You look at family as family. You see what I'm saying? So when you say it's dummy on you, Like, nigga, you looking at it from a business perspective. But when I take care of my child,
but that's
family,
my mind is always on business. Like,
see, but when it comes down to children, it's not business, it's family. But that's how you get
well,
that dick. That's why you ain't getting none right now, because if he's listening to his dad, right, and he's listening to what happened to his fucking dad, yeah, he won't be able to do anything other than what the fuck his dad told him, because that's how he was raised. That's
right.
The example he has. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
The mindset is different. When you
it
makes
sense
child,
to me now. 4 years ago, it didn't make sense to me because I'm like, dude, how you go from this to that? You know what I'm saying? Now I get it. Now, like, and me and him are not enemies. You know what I'm saying? Like, once this is like water under the bridge, we cool. We hang out. We drink. We have fun. We, you know, we chop it up. We are not enemies at all. You know what
oh,
I'm saying? It's like we weren't the best, but you know, we've outgrown all of those issues, and I didn't understand that whole thing. Like, why would you want me to put you on child support? That's the first man ever in my life that has genuinely wanted me to put him on child support, a woman to put him on child support. Like, wait a minute, is you stupid? Do you know what they're going to do to you? And he like, look, I'm going to keep a job. That's nothing. He was working at Lockheed Martin, you know, engineer at Lockheed Martin. Like, I don't care. I'm gonna pay what I got to pay. That's the type of dude that he is. So I'm okay with that. I'm okay with him. That other one, shit.
I don't know, but that's deep. Well, you know what I'm saying? This is real talk with the new Robbie Malcolm old dance. You know what I'm saying? That was just a deep convo. So, you know, I hope your listeners got some jewels out of that. You know what I'm saying? So, but that's situations, man, like. I guess, you know, that's the thing. Like, when you have, you know, different baby mothers or baby fathers, you know, they all going to have different characteristics. Those are all little families within the family. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, you got to make it work somehow, some way. So,
right. And ladies, just wise up. Like, do you see how my homie on the phone and he play his baby mamas against each other? Don't let a man play
them
against
play them
somebody
themselves.
Else. Y'all got a child together.
Them
listen,
play themselves.
Sis, suck it out. That's my, that's suck it out. Suck it out. Suck it out.
Yeah,
y'all
anyway.
Lay down. Y'all get into bed. Y'all both get a dick at the same time. Then you know what she
no.
doing. She know what you doing. And it is what it is. How about that? Suck
that's
it
how
out.
More children get made. We ain't got time for that.
True.
Man, you better learn
true.
How to pull out.
Shit, I pull out damn week. I leave that bitch in. Fuck it.
I know my pull-out game week too. That's probably why I ain't got kids.
Like, yeah. Like once you leave that bitch in, ain't no more pulling out.
True.
Like, bitch, you know what
you're
getting into.
No,
no,
no. That's a lie.
The fuck you say? Ah. Bitch, I don't make porn no more. I ain't pulling out for shit. Bitch.
Mm-mm. That's a lie. You're going to have to get up. Listen, real quick, right? So my
what's
people, right? And I don't even think he know this. I doubt if he listening in because he mad. So listen. We was doing our thing, right? And so, you know, we always, you know, grab the little rubbers or whatever. Now, I know me and my body, and at the end of the day, I'm not supposed to be able to get pregnant right now, but I'm still scared, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we doing our thing, and he had the rubber on, and like the last 2 seconds, he snatched the bitch out, fuck it, and then he pulled out, boom, 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 okay? That shit fucked me up so bad that I never let him stick his penis inside my pussy again. You gotta stick it in my ass or my mouth, buddy. I'm sorry. Like I don't even think that he know why I was like that. I never let him stick his penis in my pussy again. Like ever. Like
so what
do you
do?
Understand
hey,
the level of fertile that I am? You don't? Okay, I'm gonna help
oh,
you.
Okay.
When he was getting ready, he was trying to come. You know what I'm saying? And he was riding, and he was riding because he had the condom on, and he snatched that bitch off. And it was all like 3 pumps. Bitch, them 3 pumps was enough to scare the shit out of me. Like, I was like, uh-uh, bitch. I was nauseated the next morning. I was like, I know I ain't, uh-uh. Like, bitch, my mind was gone. And I was like, you can't even stick it in there no more. You just got to go in the back door or stick it in my mouth.
Take
I'm
it
sorry,
off,
but.
Right? What took it off. Before
he was trying to come. Like, you know how you be at that last minute, you trying to come, and he trying to come, and he snatched that bitch off, and that was it for me, bitch.
You
I was
trying
to
come, and
the devil is alive.
Like, you trying to, It's not like you trying to get back, you know, you trying.
No, like he pulled out. But you know, if you got you ever had a sex with a woman and you got the rubber on and you just riding out, you know what I'm saying? Because you got the rubber on, you can't come. So you know you done been at it for so long, you snatched that bitch off. You like, oh shit, like that shit was instantly. You know what I'm saying? Now, Nick, all right, that's enough for us. So we ain't doing that no more, because bitch, you don't understand that. I done told you, nigga, I'm burned on. Okay, pre-cum, any kind of cum, nigga, that shit can just, you could nut on my pussy and I get pregnant. I don't want it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm careful. I'm extra careful. And maybe if I would have been extra careful this last time, I wouldn't be in this situation that I'm in, but I'm in it. You know what I'm saying? But now I'm too scared, man. I'm allergic to cum.
You shouldn't have let me in it, goddamn.
I shouldn't have what?
You shouldn't have let me in it. Lost your fucking mind. Oh,
that's man. He all right. He is
so
all right.
You shouldn't let me in the pussy. Nope. I ain't pulling out. Matter of fact, I ain't even putting it in your booty, bitch. You're going to get this work.
Yeah.
Shit.
Good luck with that.
Shit.
I ain't doing
Please.
It.
Mom,
I refuse. I refuse to have a whole nother baby daddy. I refuse to have a whole nother baby daddy.
You know, I don't
say
the same thing. I refuse to have another baby mama and these fucking children, but they keep coming.
Look, okay, I'm going to rephrase that then. I may have another child, but I want it to be better. Like everyone, like, you know what I'm saying? Like it was my oldest son, 13. He was 13 years old before I had another child, right? It was a huge gap living my life. You know what I'm saying? When I had my other child, I was with his daddy. When I had my last child, I was with his daddy. But they have very different personalities. You know what I'm saying? Like, in reference to who they are. And I know that I'm around some very awesome people. I'm around some very awesome men. And I don't know how I pick. I don't know. My choice, my selection is wrong. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, I can't. I'm okay. I swallow them motherfuckers. I'm good.
Well, all right.
Make sure you guys check out the new website with children clothing. Look, speaking of eating children, check out sbandkids.com. sbandkids.com. Check out our business Instagram page, SBANDDLLC, and follow me on my main page, The New Miss Lovely Black One. That's THENEWMIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. And on Twitter, but I'm barely on there. So if you find me cool, you find Mo, holler at me if you find Mo. Mo, take it home.
Yeah, so definitely check out my social media. I'm definitely on Twitter, so it's definitely going to be MOBINNS is the handle. And then also, too, if you want to be a guest on the show, get at me through email. The email is going to be the same. That's going to be MOBINNS@gmail.com. And then, like I said, I am barely on Instagram. Well, I'm on Instagram, but then again, I'm not on Instagram. But, you know, like I said, if you want to check me out on there, it's MOBINNS. Talk to me. I talk back. So, look, we got about, what, 4 minutes left in the show? So let's get into the world. Yeah, let's get into the world famous chop up real quick. Ain't too many topics. I'm going to keep it light because we only got a couple minutes left. But shout out to that new Meek Mill album, Championships. Definitely feeling that. That's definitely going to be like my music pick of the week. I've been rocking to it since Friday. He's got some joints on there. You know what I'm saying? Like the standout track is it's a track called What's Free. I think the internet is going nuts right now over Jay-Z's verse. Just a crazy, you know what I'm saying? Nobody like has that like conversation rap like Jay-Z when he get into his thoughts, man. So he definitely spitting on there. And I like how Big Mill gave like a tribute, you know what I'm saying, to like, you know, I would say like New York 90s, you know, hip hop or rap music, you know what I'm saying? Because What's Beef was a remake. Was originally a Biggie song off the Life After Death CD. So he definitely did justice to that. You know, it was him, Rick Ross, and Jay-Z. So that's definitely dope. And then he also did Mobb Deep's Getaway, but it's called Trauma. It's like the second track on there. But what's cool about it, too, and what's nice about this rollout on this album is, you know,
60 seconds.
It's got a, like an underlining message, I guess, of prison and system reform. So I just think that's kind of interesting. So definitely shout out to that. Speaking of, let me see what else we got. And I just found out, too, that at the 2019 ABN Awards, Cardi B is supposed to be performing. So that's kind of interesting. That's a good look.
Dope.
You know what I'm saying?
Like
so, yeah, that's going to be real dope. Yeah, so, you know, that's going to bring some more mainstream to the AVN Awards. So I'm kind of looking forward to that to see how that turns out. Speaking of music, too, this has been like a great year of music all the way around. Shout out to Dipset. They reunited for a new album. It's lit. Feeling it. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Tyler, Crow, Jim Jones, Joel Santana. A lot of good music this year. 2018 has been lit. You know what I'm saying? As far as music, it's definitely been a resurgence. And then lastly, Tekashi 6ix9ine. You know what I'm saying? I guess he's, I don't know if he's going to be getting out anytime soon. Look like he's doing about 15 years. He looks like he's, you know, they pulled him up on RICO charges, which is, I guess, racketeering and all that type of stuff. Supposedly he was caught on tape sending out a hit to, like, Chief Keef's cousin. He's got some people that's flipping on him. I don't know. They're trying to get him to flip on some people. So it's just a nasty situation, especially for, you
so
know.
So they said that he might get 15 years?
It's looking like that. 15 to life. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's looking crazy. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see. You know what I'm saying? People think, oh, is he trolling to get out of this? Is he just did this to sell this album or whatever? But, nah, I don't think so. But and I actually got a chance to kind of listen to the album. I'm not a Tekashi 6ix9ine fan. I just like the song yeah, with Nicki Minaj. But it's kind of reminiscent of, like, Onyx. It's crazy. Cats out there. Remember Onyx, they kind of had that, like, kind of real mad rap, I guess. But it's kind of similar to that. So that's all I really got for the world famous Chop Up. This is Real Talk with the new Ms. Lovely Black and Mo Benz coming to you live and direct every Sunday. You know, we keep it with real topics.
Sorry about that. We ran a little bit over, so we should have been got on the Chop Up. But you know what? It was heated, and we was in the moment. And you know what?
No doubt.
I apologize,
no doubt.
Y'all.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all good. So that's it.
Peace.
So, next week.
Next week.